You know, when I first hired Steve, I was at an interesting point in life. You know, always did well in the corporate world in sales, but I had a true entrepreneurial passion, and there was no doubt in that. I hired Steve to just really help me guide where I wanted to go in life and open me up to other things that I could really focus on that really just tied into my passion. Being an athlete, there were things that I really wanted to do, and having a family, I knew becoming an entrepreneur had a lot of challenges. So, you know, Steve helped guide me on a path that would take a few years to get me where I wanted to go ultimately. And ironically, here we are now. You know, my primary success, or if you wanted to find a turning point with Steve, was mindset. I always thought I had a good mindset, but when Steve really had me look into the way I thought about things and looked at things, I wasn't thinking big enough. And, you know, just really working closely with him and letting him open my mind and just showing me things that I needed to open my horizons to, boom, when that moment happened, it changed my life completely. You know, the characteristics and values that Steve brought to me, you know, were just, quite frankly, being myself, completely honest and upfront with people, and just you know, being authentic. That really was the primary thing. You know, when I first met Steve, coming from a very corporate background, not that I was the quote-unquote deceptive, but I was trained a certain way, and I learned more about myself during that process. And coming out of working with Steve, I am now a very authentic person that I truly always wanted to be in my life, but I don't have to feel like, hey, I can't say this, I can't say that. And it has just led me to such new levels in life, and that's really the key word I think I'm going to use as the characteristic is authentic for Steve. He brought that out in me. You know, it's always great when you get the opportunity to coach your coach. You know, you don't get that too much, but I think his most unique talent is just, you know, look at the guy. He's in his second half of life, and he's proving what can be done. Like, when you look at what society has taught us at his age, no offense, Steve, but he should be in a grave, partially. The dude could probably go on a bike with me right now and hang with me in a 100-mile mountain bike race. I mean, that alone just tells me what my coach is all about and where I'm going to. So that's what he's taught me just by working with him and getting closer to him. So the audience that would appreciate Steve the most, you know, I really think for me, I'm in my early 40s, and though he covered a wide area, but that second half of life, that next level you want to get to, right? I was taught my whole life, hey, when you hit your 40s, that's it, your prime is done. And I never believed that. I'm an athlete, and I'm actually performing better than I ever have now in my life. And when I met Steve, he proved that to me. So I really think those who, you know, maybe you didn't hit everything you wanted to in the first half of life, you have more in you, that's who should be talking to Steve right now. Absolutely.